And he wants to start a family as soon as possible to prove to his father that he's a better dad. And this is how he should have been. And that confuses the girl. And usually she's like, she's not sure why he's with her. And if Mr. Nice Guy cannot love himself, then why would anybody love him?
We actually have a question on the board mm-hmm. from Basho that says, then how can we as guys show that we love a person, not just loving love?
That's a very nice question.
It is.
First of all, you pay attention to the little details, very little details. You show that you listen to the person. You ask questions. You try to get to know the person. And getting to know a person takes time. But with Mr. Nice Guy, and this is a very fine line, with Mr. Nice Guy, he doesn't get to know the person. He's obsessed with the idea of having a person.
Right, so he doesn't know the little quirks or the little nuances that make you happy.
Exactly.
Like, if one day you said, oh, my favorite color is pink and I love pink roses. So if that guy came over one day with pink roses, that means he was paying attention to those little things that you say.
Very true. But Mr. Nice Guy, he would get you the pink roses, but not because he's listening, because in his textbook it says, please her. I aim to please.
Right.
And there's another difference. Mr. Nice Guy, he doesn't have pride. He doesn't have an ego. He doesn't have a borderline. Because he's been hurt a lot, because he's been abused as a kid, because he's been, like, stepped all over, his pain tolerance is very high.
So how do we get him balanced?
Okay. First of all, he needs to write it down, stick it somewhere where he sees it a lot, that he deserves love. He deserves attention. A relationship cannot start with one party giving all the time and the other party receiving all the time. It's not even fun. So he has to give her space to show attention, to show that she loves him, to hunt him a little bit. So that's the first part.
The art of the chase.
And then he has to understand that his tolerance level is high. So that means that most people would not accept or take the kind of treatment that he's taking. He has to have his eyes wide open. He has to have a role model, like a best friend who's tough and strong, and wonder, if that friend was in my shoes, would he accept that? Would he take that? And then the other thing is, he has to understand that you cannot bribe somebody into loving you. You cannot bribe them by smiling and being nice and taking a lot of bad treatment from them. Finally, you need to get a pet.
Yeah, that's something to focus your love on besides
exactly.
a person.
This will balance you big time.
No, I'm sad. and I didn't mention it earlier on the evening session about my pet. I've talked about my chihuahua, and the smash face cat, you know, the smash face Persian cat, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Oscar ran away a week ago, and my mom didn't want to tell me because she knew I'd be sad.
He will find his way back. Don't think that somebody took him. He'll find his way back.
No, he found Mr. Nice Guy. Which, you know what? If Oscar can help Mr. Nice Guy focus his attention on something, I'm all for it. You're laughing at me now. Don't mention pets anymore.
Yeah, get a pet, you know. Get a pet. Little puppy, little kitten.
They help.
It's the only source of unconditional love. And they'll never get bored.
No, because you feed them.
Well, fine. Well, Mr. Nice Guy wants to feed the girl and pamper her and be responsible for her. Have a pet.
Pets
are good. Pets are good. Little fish. Pigeons, I have pigeons.
Do you really have pigeons?
I have pigeons, I have fish, I have two cats, and I have plants.
Yeah, I'm not a plant person. I kill them all. I have plastic plants.
So, Mr. Nice Guy, you need to find that balance. Give your love to a pet, and that would help you when you meet a person to be balanced. You don't rush into a relationship. And don't wait for her to say, I can't stand you anymore. Read the signs.
Yeah, because then you're going to end up getting hurt, you know, because I think it gets to a point, and me as a woman, I know how I am.
Mm.
When I get agitated and I finally had enough, I usually say things that I don't really mean to be intended as hurtful, but that's the way they come across.
Exactly. And the sad thing is Mr. Nice Guy would sit there and listen, apologize, and promise to change. And that's really, really sad. And Hattie here is saying, what's wrong with being just single? And
nothing.
There's nothing wrong with being single, but as long as you don't have a negative attitude towards being committed. If you're waiting for the right person to come along, that's good.
That's a topic for a whole nother day. All right, next hour we're going to kick off another topic. And this one, I will admit, it's a little controversial, but it's something that needs to be addressed. to keep the music going. It's Rose Rice. I always mess up the name. It's called I Want to Get Next to You right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nala Fam.
Music station, 104.2, Nile FM.
It's officially time for hour number two of After Dark. I've been digging in the crates with some of this music just by request. I'm going to try and get to some more requests coming up, but a very emotional topic come around. Stick around for it. It's more to getting choked up. Here's Miss Chalet on Cairo's number one station. You're listening to Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM. I'm Aaron. That was Michelet, Something in My Heart. I was telling Marwa during the break, that's one of those songs. I had this show in Detroit that I used to listen to growing up, and it was all music like that. It was called The Quiet Storm, and this guy used to host it, and he had a voice like, I don't know if you could picture how God would sound if he talked. That's kind of what his voice reminded me of. He just had the most amazing voice. So my sister and I used to sit underneath the covers with the radio when we were supposed to be sleeping to listen to the show just because the music was so amazing. And I just had like a total time warp back to like 1980s.
I love that kind of music. I was just telling you, I just would love to cruise around if I was here. I know.
Drive around Cairo with the stereo pump and the windows down. That's the way to do it. It is After Dark, the show all about love requests, love dedications, and of course on Monday, Marwa Raqqa in the studio. And we're talking about all types of things, but this topic, this hour, is one that I get very emotional about because it has been involved in my life through someone I really care about. And that's why I think this topic really needs to be addressed, because it happens everywhere.
Yep, it does. Sad but true.
It is sad.
So what started this topic, I wasn't even thinking about it. And then last time there was, we were talking about self-esteem, and there was this girl who sent us an email saying that she has very low self-esteem and she doesn't like her body, although she's people say she's pretty, but every time she looks in the mirror, she only sees flaws. So I talked the other night, last Monday, about self-esteem and that nobody is perfect and so on. But when I went home, I found another email from her, and I'm going to read it to you, and it says, I wanted to tell you that I was raped twice in my childhood, but thank God I didn't lose my virginity, and I feel ashamed of my body. I try to adapt with it, but every time somebody says anything, I feel bad again.
Ooh.
And I was very hesitant to talk about that, and Aaron was very worried about the topic.
Well, because it's such a controversial topic, especially in a country where you don't openly discuss issues of this nature.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we're going to talk about it from a pure psychological stance, and we're going to talk about it from a social perspective.
Okay.
We're not going to go into other details. We're just going to go in that part. So, first of all, I decided that I want to start by defining what does rape mean, because something is wrong with the email, and I'm going to get to it in a minute. So, rape comes from a Latin word. I don't want to mess the word up, so I'm going to spell it for
you.
That is R-A-P-E-R-E. Rapare, ripare, whatever. And that means to steal, seize, or carry away. And that is the oldest means by which a man seized or stole a wife. He just took whichever woman he wanted, raped her, and took her back to his tribe as his possession. That's the very early definition of the word. Now, the assault is usually accompanied by using force, the threat of force, or even without force if the person cannot physically or mentally consent. And consent here means approve. So anything that is done without approval is considered rape. And it is the destruction of a feeling of controls over your body, your life, and the course of event. It's purely violation, degradation, and humiliation. And that's the sad part about it. It makes people very vulnerable, confused, and back to the email that I got from the girl when she said that she was raped twice and she's still a virgin. Virginity does not mean that you were not raped. There are so many different levels. Harassed is sort of rape. Molestation is a rape. And being forced into sex is rape. So even sometimes it could happen between husband and wife. If a man takes his wife by force, that is still rape. So any use of force, any lack of consent, that would classify it as rape.
Well, I know you have a fact or fiction sheet that we're going to do after the commercials, because I think you explaining the definition of it is really going to make it clear for people to understand, because it's not necessarily what most people would think it is, and that's the honest to goodness truth.
Yep.
All right, this song, it kind of relates to our topic, and I've listened to the lyrics of this song before, and it's... like I said, there's someone very close to me that I really care about that has gone through all this, and I was a big part of the recovery process for this person. It's called Damaged. It's from Plum right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Now FM.
Plays next. Nile FM.
For the first time in Egypt and the Arab region. Superstar. Call our superstar line on 09000120 from any landline. Listen to Beyoncé's top hits and enjoy the great ringtones. Don't miss the superstar line on 09000120. Call and download Beyoncé's full track songs and true tones on your mobile. Brought to you by Telemedia.
Aywa, mean?
McDonald's, efendim.
Mean?
McDonald's, حضرتك.
ازاي يعني؟ ده انا لسه طالباها حالا.
ايوه يا فندم انا عارف.
مش ممكن. مش ممكن تكون لحقت.
والله انا ماكدونالدز.
طب اديني اماره.
ميلك شيك فراوله.
يا سلام، ما دي سهله دي
يا ستي. والله العظيم انا ماكدونالدز.
ماك دليفري 1391 اسرع دليفري في مصر و24 ساعه.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I'm standing on the bridge. I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain. No footsteps on the ground. I'm listening but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that day.
Number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM. That one going out to Beanie from Mystery SMSer. You're listening to After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Marwa Raja. And I was going to give out the phone number, but since we already have our topic kind of planned tonight, it's really pointless. But if you do want to comment on the topic or you need help on this topic, I do want to advise you to email us, afterdark@nowradioproduction.com, or you can go to Marwa's website, which is
MARWHA.
Where did I get the H from?
RAKHA.
Say it again because I already messed it up.
www.marwa, that is MARWA, and then Raja, RAKHA.com.
I'm adding letters to your name again. But, you know, we're talking about a very controversial topic, in my opinion, because it's something that you don't really talk about.
Most of the time, no. You know, when I was working on that topic, I was obsessed with that idea that I wanted to have a supernatural power and that I wanted to be a healer. And not the kind of healer that can talk to people, no, the kind of healer that I would have a magic power in my hand. So I would just put it on your heart or in your brain or whatever that's causing your troubles, and then I would take it away. What about you, Aaron? If you had the power, what would you do?
You know how I am about just anyone with problems. I'm a fixer. That's just the way that I am. I want to make everything okay. And I, even when I was younger, I used to wish for a magic wand so I could just, poof, problems be gone. You know what I mean?
Pain go away.
And that's the thing. I tend to be a real sensitive person to people's pain. And when, especially someone I care about, is hurting, it kills me inside.
You just want to take it away. But it doesn't work like that.
No, and unfortunately, with the topic we're talking about tonight, it's definitely a healing process.
Yep.
We're talking about rape.
Yep.
And,
and let's play Facts and Fiction.
Yes, we did give a definition of what rape is because a lot of people have misconceptions exactly what it is. But this Fact or Fiction is going to help with that as well.
Exactly.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. So, number one, the primary motive for rape is sexual.
I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of the definition that you gave, I would say it's about dominance.
Dominance and violence. So rape is not about sexual desire. It is just about violence and domination. All right, number two. Rape occurs only among strangers.
False.
Very correct.
I've read a statistic on that. So I think if I'm... Don't quote me on this. If I am correct... I think it's 76 or 77% of all rapes happen someone you know.
Exactly. So it happens between acquaintances or dates. So because this is how they have access to you. And that's how they can blame it on you afterwards.
Right.
Number three. Women who are raped are asking for it by the kind of clothes they wear.
That's definitely false.
Exactly. Women no more want to be raped than a person who carries money wants to be robbed.
That would be true. No one wants that to happen to them.
Exactly. So it's not about what they're wearing, because here in Egypt, a lot of people, especially a lot of guys, when you ask them, why do you think this or that issue is happening? And they would say, because women are wearing provocative stuff.
You know what? Since I've been in Egypt, I can honestly say, other than a club event that I went to, I have never seen one dress inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone dresses very conservatively, and they cover their bodies.
So
that's false.
Okay. Four. Victims of rape are usually young, attractive women.
False.
Try to guess how young.
Six.
Six what?
6 years. It can happen anywhere from 6 years old to 60 years old.
All right. It happens anywhere from 6 months.
Oh, geez.
To 90 years.
I was way off, but...
But it was a six.
Yeah.
All right, number five. Rapists are usually one-time offenders.
False.
Why?
Because I have read that usually people who assault another person in a sexual manner have been abused themselves, so it's a, what do they call it, circular or a...
Serial?
Not serial, but almost like a habitual type of thing that they do.
Exactly, and they tend to repeat their actions.
Exactly.
So if that happens and somebody comes and apologizes and says the first time and it's never going to happen again, they're lying. Six. Most rapists are between the age of 16 and 24.
I would say true.
It is true.
And I'm guessing. This is all speculation.
Yeah, no. And we haven't planned this together, no. Seven. Rape is not planned, but done on an urge.
I don't agree. I don't know. I would say no.
Why?
Because usually if you're going to dominate somebody and do something like that to them, you have thought about it.
All right, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rapes are often planned, but the victim is left to chance.
Makes sense.
All right, number eight. Rapes happen most often in the street or alleys in the early evening.
False.
Mm-hmm. Where do they happen?
Usually at your home. or at a party where, you know what I mean, where...
Mm-hmm.
That I've read. I know that one.
Okay. False. Most rapes occur in the victim's home, as you said, and most rapes occur between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., and most frequently on weekends. All right, number 9. Most rapes are not reported to the police.
True.
Very true. 10. In most cases, a woman can fight off her attacker.
False.
Why?
Because your life could be at stake, and personal opinion, if somebody's putting your life at danger to get out of the situation, I would probably do what they asked me to do just so that I could live.
And adding to that, the victim is usually caught off guard and probably less strong and isolated. All right, number 11. A victim can report a rape to the police without charges being pressed against the rapist.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. True?
Well, the thing is, most of the time, yeah, it is true. Mm. She could go and report, but a lot of times, no charges are filed. All right. 12. Medical treatment for rape victims is not necessary unless the victim is physically injured.
False.
Why?
Because you could have all kinds of STDs. You could be pregnant. You could have internal damage to your body.
You need to have a full checkup. It doesn't only show on bruises.
Right.
13. And this is especially for the girl who sent the email. If you're not a virgin, then it wasn't rape.
False.
Virgin or not, wife or not, if it's forced, if you're not consenting, then it is rape. It's very depressing.
It is depressing.
It's a very depressing topic.
It is, but I'm hoping people are learning from this and understanding, because you know what? I read another statistic that one out of every three people has either been raped or knows someone who has.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be supportive when something like that happens to someone you care about, then it's a good thing.
It would make a world of a difference.
It definitely would.
World of a difference.
All right, we're going to continue this topic. The healing process is what I want to talk about coming up next. Right now, it's a song from a group called Lone Star. It's called Amazed, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It's your Now FM. Great, it's not playing. All right, I take that back. It's Shirley Murdoch as we lay, because I'm having computer problems tonight of all nights. So I apologize for that. You're listening to Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2.
We forgot about all the pain.
next. Nile FM.
For the first time in Egypt and the Arab region, the Superstar Line featuring Michael Jackson. Download Michael Jackson's full track songs and true tones on your mobile phone. Call 09000-205 from any landline. The Superstar Line brings to you the best of Michael. For all you fans out there, call 09000-205.
Nokia Express Music presents Nokia's DJ of the Year competition. Express your talent, press play, and mix your own 20-minute set.
Where?
At home.
And if I don't have my own decks?
Come down to Virgin Megastore and we'll hook you up. Upload the set to the Nokia website, www.nokia.com.eg/mix. Get your friends to vote. Get into the final set of DJs from which DJ Ali and Fila will handpick a winner who gets to go with a friend to Ibiza. Nokia Express Music.
Music connects us. Press play.
Nokia, connecting people.
Lieutenant Liu, it looks like we got ourselves a sleeper.
Interesting.
Yes, I ran the results through the lab and they confirmed that he was dreaming about supermarket sweep.
Then let's wake him up. What about her?
She was arguing with her boyfriend about who's smarter in Battle of the Sexes.
And him?
He thinks he's Mr. Know-It-All when he figured out who the celebrity was on Look Who's Talking.
Ms. Heba, I think we're seeing a pattern here. Looks like we might need to bring out the capital question. But for now, a word of advice to all Cairo residents. Don't leave town.
Lou and Heba. Every weekday morning from 8 on the Mobinil Wake Up Call, only on Cairo's number one, 104.2 Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. Nile FM.
I just want to lay next to you for a while. You look so beautiful tonight. Your eyes are so lovely. Your mouth is so sweet. A lot of people misunderstand me. That's because they don't know me at all. I just want to touch you. And hold you. I need you. God, I need you. I love you so much.
Each time the wind blows, I hear your voice, so I call your name. Whispers and warning, our love is dawning. Heaven's glad you came. You know how I feel, this thing can't go wrong. I'm so proud to say I love you. Your love's got me high, I long to get by. This heart is forever, love is the answer. I hear your voice now, you want my choice now, the love you bring. Heaven's in my heart, at your call I hear a host, and angels sing. You know how I feel, this thing can't go wrong, I can't live my life without you. I just can't hold.
Michael Jackson, I Can't Stop Loving You on Cairo's number one music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM. I love Michael, but what happened to Michael?
So scary.
I know. No. Makes me sad. I'm like, Michael, what happened? Love his music, though. You're listening to After Dark. I'm Erin in the studio with me, Mara Raja. And, you know, we're talking about a topic that more women deal with than you know. And they just don't say anything about it. We've been talking about rape all night. We described rape. We talked about, you know, facts about rape that people may not know or have misconceptions about. And you know, after something like that happens, next comes the healing process.
Yeah.
And what's the first step?
First step is a lot of self-talk. Now, Erin was just telling me something interesting, that if a person does not want help, you cannot force that person to get help. If a person does not want to get better, there is nothing you can do to make that person feel better. So the first stage of healing is that you need to want to feel better. And the first thing you need to do is self-talk. So you need to understand that whatever happened, it was not your fault. You have to understand that nobody at all, has the right to force you to do anything. Nobody has this right. And usually the blame for a rape, it doesn't lie on you, what you were wearing or what you were saying or how you were walking or talking or whatever. It is basically that because some sick person wanted to have you by force.
Well, the campaign in America for the longest time was no means no.
And no means no. Yes, exactly. And the rapist might say stuff like, you asked for it, or you wanted it, or you made me do it. And this is just another way for the rapist to take control. It's another way of domination and abuse. And the truth is, whatever you're wearing or doing, it is not a justification. It is not a justification. And most people who were raped know the rapists. They know who did that. And at times, they don't want to talk. They don't want to come forward with it because they're trying to protect the rapist.
Perfect example, and you just made me think of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jodie Foster, The Accused. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, yes.
You just made me think about it, the whole situation. Jodie Foster plays a woman in the movie who was raped in a bar.
Yeah.
And her attackers, when she went up on the stand, it's based off of a true story, tried to say because of her outfit and the fact that she was consuming.
She was flirting.
Yeah.
And she was talking to her friend about wanting this guy or wanting to be with that guy and so on. And they just took it as an invitation to do whatever they want. And that's not very true. And at the end, she won. She won.
She did win. You just gave away the plot for the whole entire movie. Thanks, Marwa. Great film, though. It's a good film. If you want to learn, it's a good film.
Yeah. All right. The other point is, if you're protecting that person, you need to understand that protecting yourself is priority number one. I'm not saying here that you should report. I'm not saying that you should talk to someone. I'm saying do whatever you feel comfortable with. Do what makes you feel stronger, safer, and on your way to heal. And stop blaming yourself. It is not your fault. So that was the first advice.
It's definitely not your fault when something like that happens.
But the thing is, especially in our conservative society, and I hear that all the time and in talk shows, when they ask people, why do you think this incident happened? Or why do you think this particular cause is on a rise? And they always blame it on women. They say, look at us now, the marriage age is not very, you know, it's growing older and we have problems and women are being very provocative in what they wear and how they behave. And they just blame it on women.
It isn't necessarily that way in the U.S. They don't necessarily blame it on women, but they blame it on the change of society.
Mm-hmm.
What's acceptable and what's not acceptable, and how, especially in America, and most people know just by watching movies, how does it depict women in American movies? How are they depicted?
Mm-hmm. They're easy.
Yes, and
they wouldn't mind.
Right, and that's not necessarily true. You know what I mean? All women deserve to be treated with respect, in my opinion. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your social status is, the class of person you are. All women are people, and they need to be respected.
Very true, Aaron. Very true. So moving on, dealing with the feelings. So usually when rape happens, it's not just physically damaging. The physical stuff would heal fast. But it's the emotional part. And the emotional part is like you need a lot of attention, care, and support. But people react differently. Some people would feel angry, degraded, frightened, numb, or even confused. And some of them would feel ashamed and embarrassed. So their reactions would be they would either withdraw from friends and family, and they would become very isolated, and you wouldn't know what was wrong with them or what happened. Some become very depressed and anxious. So we can't tell what happened, and they don't talk, they don't come forward. And it might show in different symptoms. It's not just that they're in a bad mood. It can take physical ways, like trouble sleeping or trouble eating or nightmare or lack of concentration, or they feel no interest in life, or they lose enthusiasm, or they feel that life has come to a standstill.
That's
over.
That was my friend.
She was like that, huh?
She was very lethargic, very... She didn't care about anything
anymore.
What
was her way of dealing with it? How did she escape facing her problem?
Sleep.
Sleep, huh?
All the time.
Yeah, sleep. Doesn't want to wake up.
No, just sleeping. And she told me when you're asleep, you're not thinking about your problems. You're just sleeping. You sleep your life away.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with it. You don't have to. You're asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah.
There is something called rape trauma syndrome, and that's what we're talking about. It's not just a physical thing, and a lot of times you would need professional help. If the self-talk is not working for you, you would need professional help. And sometimes people would feel very embarrassed to talk about such an experience, and when we get back, we'll go into details about how that feels.
Okay. I actually had a request for some Boys to Men. So it's Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. It's called One Sweet Day right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 HML FM.
Cause you blow away.